Now the basic mechanism is always the same, but at the start we've got what I'm calling a pre-step, which is to get the electrophile. So we're doing the first one, which is the bromine electrophile. So this is the pre-step for the formation of this. Now if I give you chlorine, it's exactly the same. Okay, so it would simply go Cl2 plus FeCl3 will give me similar complex, Cl plus and FeCl4 minus. Okay, so you're going to have to get used to the fact that those sort of permutations are things that I'll be throwing at you. So in the case of the bromine version then, the iron tribromide catalyst polarizes the bromine to the point where one of those bromines ends up joined covalently to the iron tribromide as an anion, and we're left behind with the bromine plus cation. That bromine plus cation then is a strong enough electrophile to attack benzene, and we can see the pi cloud attacks the Br+. That then forms a carbocation. The carbocation is resonance stabilized. So in the resonance stabilization, you guys have now all had some practice at this, so get out your pen, because it's not on this thing. Okay, you're going to push an electron or electron pair from that pi cloud onto that bond there. Okay, that's leaving you with a plus at that point. You then push the two electrons from this double bond into that bond, getting rid of the plus and moving the plus over to that position. Okay, now we need to be able to exit from that carbocation. Now this particular carbocation is called a arenium intermediate. Okay, so it's a carbocation arenium intermediate. Also it's called a Wheland intermediate, W-H-E-L-A-N-D, after the guy who formulated these guys at the outset. The escape step is where we push the two electrons from the carbon-hydrogen bond into this carbon-carbon bond where the plus is. In other words, the two electrons are going towards the plus. That then reforms the aromatic system and we're left behind with the bromobenzene. The H+ that's been substituted now balances the FeBr-, so we don't have built up a charge, it's still all neutral. These guys then react together to generate HBr and FeBr3, which is our catalyst, which is being regenerated. Okay, so I'm expecting, because it's quite an easy system, that you can do all of those steps. And you need to show that it doesn't do an addition, which would be to form the dibromo cyclohexadiene.